So we're in the 8th chapter of Mark's Gospel tonight. We'll begin at verse 13 and read through verse 21. And he left them, and get into the boat again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. And he charged them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have no bread." And Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" 12, they said to him. "And when I broke the 7 and for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. And he said to them, "How is it you do not understand?" And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, after Jesus had rebuked the Pharisees for seeking a sign, he and his disciples enter a boat and go across the sea. And Jesus began to tell them to take heed, to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod. We don't know exactly what Jesus had in mind. Perhaps he was referring to the spirit of externalism of the Pharisees. As we have seen, they elevated their traditions to be even greater than the law. They had a spirit of pride and an absence of love. They would join hands with the Herodians, the enemies of their faith, to oppose Jesus. Perhaps he was referring to the worldliness and secularism of the Herodians. They made an extreme virtue out of an expediency as they attempted to serve both God and the world. To this Jesus said, "Take heed, beware." But tonight I want us to move to consider the questions Jesus asked the disciples in this passage. When Jesus told them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod, all the disciples could think about was that they had only one loaf of bread. There seems to be a real amazement on the part of Jesus at the slow-wittedness of his disciples. Listen to the questions beginning in verse 18. He said, "Having eyes, do you not see?" Having eyes, do you not see? The psalmist writes in Psalm 19, "The firmament shows his handiwork and reveals knowledge." Do we have eyes to see the handiwork and knowledge of God in his creation? His disciples not only had creation to observe, but they had seen with their own eyes the mighty acts of Jesus. Having eyes, did they not see? We, of course, have marvelous miracles of God all around us to behold if we'd only open our eyes to see. One poet wrote, "One asked a sign from God, and day by day the sun rose in pearl, in scarlet set. Each night the stars appeared in bright array. Each morn the thirsty grass with dew was wet. The corn fell not in its harvest, nor the vine, and yet he saw no sign." Having eyes, do we not see? And having ears, do we not hear? Again, the psalmist said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, day unto day utter speech. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their words have gone to the ends of the world." Listen, he seemed to be saying, listen to the voice of creation. And for months now, the disciples have been with Jesus, listening to his teachings. He said to them, "Take no thought for tomorrow, what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you will be clothed with. Your Father knows you have need of these things, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Your heavenly Father," he says, "has an infinite concern for you." He says, "Even the hairs of your head are numbered." And now they worry about bread to eat. After experience the feeding of the multitudes, they still worry about bread to eat. Having ears, he says, do you not hear? And what about us? All of our days, we've heard the word read and preached. All of our days, we've heard the testimonies of those who follow the Lord as to His faithfulness and provision for every need. Having ears, do we not hear? Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do we not hear? And He says, do you not remember? On this occasion, He reminds them of the feeding of the multitudes. But the disciples had so much to remember. They'd seen Jesus heal all kinds of illnesses. He'd given speech to the mute, hearing to the deaf, sight to the blind. He'd raised the dead to new life. He'd fed the multitudes. He'd given the ability to the lame to walk. He reminds them of the abundance of His provision in feeding the multitude. And now they worry about bread. Can you believe it? From 5 loaves, He had fed 5,000, and there were 12 baskets full left over. From 7 loaves, He'd fed 4,000, and there were 7 baskets full left over. And now they worry about bread. It's almost unbelievable. He asked, don't you remember? Don't you remember? But do we remember? We worry and fret about this problem or that one. We, like Martha, are anxious and troubled about so many things. Don't we remember the Lord's love and care for us through all of our lives? You ever stop just to think about what God has done for you? As I thought on these things, it seemed the Lord was saying to me, think, Jeff, remember. Remember. Remember that before you were born, I formed a family that loved you, loved me, and would love you and provide for you through your infancy and young life. Remember my care and provision for you and dedicated teachers who taught you not only reading and writing and arithmetic, but also taught you about how to live and taught you about me. Remember that when you went off to school and were anxious and afraid, and I was 17 years old, just turned 17 going off to college. God said, don't you remember? They're right at joining the campus. I prepared a church and a Wesley Foundation, your spiritual home away from home. Don't you remember? Remember when you went in the army and were so worried that I provided for you and Winnedale's every need, including, if you can believe it, a landlady that came in after our son was born. She'd come in every day for a week or two. Our little one-room basement apartment. She'd come in and she asked Winnedale if she had anything that needed washing. And Winnedale, no, no, no. But she'd go through the house and go into the bathroom, and she'd get all the dirty diapers, all the dirty clothes. She'd take them all and wash them and iron them if they needed it, and fold them and bring them back all done. The landlady did this. Don't you remember that, he says? Remember how I opened doors for you to enter the ministry and go to seminary? And across these years of ministry, when problems arose and you worried and fretted, did I ever fail to provide what you needed? Remember how you worried and troubled yourself about how you could afford your children to school, and yet they went on. Both of them graduated from college with little difficulty. Remember how when your dad was killed and your mother died, that multitudes of things just fell into place so much better than you could ever have dreamed? And remember those dark days when you thought you were going to break up and it seemed you couldn't go on, that I provided an extra measure of strength and grace and brought you to green, pleasant pastures of the St. Mark Church. And while you were there and got to looking for a place to retire and wanted to buy a home, never bought anything in your life, I read you to the place that you ought to go and opened all the doors that were necessary and to provide you just exactly what you and Wendell needed for these days. And then when the day of retirement came, there was the Hazel Green United Methodist Church, not knowing what to expect, but welcoming you with open arms. Remember all I've done for you in the past. You think that I desert you now? Why are you anxious? Why do you worry and fret? You know, as I just ran through a lifetime in my quick memory, each one of you can do that. And you can see the handiwork of God in all of your life through all of your days. And God has cared for you to this point. You know He's not going to desert you now. In humility, all I can say is, yes, Lord, I remember. I believe. Help my unbelief. Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? And there's one other question that Jesus asked. Do you not yet understand? Do you not yet understand? To the disciples and us, it seems to me Jesus is saying, how can you not understand the wonderful truth that God, the creator and sustainer of the whole universe, loves you and cares for you as if you were the only one to love? He is your Heavenly Father. And He's promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. Don't you understand? Seeing what you have seen, hearing what you have heard, remembering the provision that's been made for your every need unto this day, why do you worry and fret about tomorrow, next week, and next year? God has promised to take care of us. Trust Him. Place your life in His hands and go out to face each day assured of victory in Jesus. Look. Listen. Remember. Understand. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would look and see all the wonder of Your creation and Your love for us. We pray that we would listen to Your Word, to Your truth. We pray that when we struggle with problems and perplexities, we'd remember how You've cared for us through all of our days. And we would understand, as You have cared for us through all of the days of the past, You'll be with us and provide for all of our tomorrows, and at last safely receive us unto Yourself. And for this, we offer our thanks. Amen.